Okay, Sean Rabosa, Gutner Shabbos. Today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Hey. We are at the Mishnah on daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Shtei Chatzero Zulufnim Mizu. And we have quoted this case several times already in the Masechta, multiple times in the Masechta, but here we actually see it inside the Mishnah. And we're going to talk about the halachos that come thereabouts. Again, the case is where you have Chatzer A goes into Chatzer B, and then Chatzer B goes into the Rishus HaRabim. There's no way for Chatzer A to get to the Rishus HaRabim unless they go through Chatzer B. So we'll see read Rashi, the first Rashi on the Mishnah, Zulif Nimizu, Pnimis Pesucha L'Chitzona, the inner Chatzer, Chatzer A, is open into Chatzer B, the outer Chatzer, V'Chitzona the Rishus HaRabim, and Chatzer B goes into Rishus HaRabim. And this is the key line, which is we've been saying before, perhaps we haven't explained it fully, the Drisas Ragla Shal Pnimis Ala Chitzona, let's say some Rishus HaRabim. And Chatzer A, the inner Chatzer, has what's called Drisas HaRegel. They have the ability to walk through, the fact that they walk through the outer Chatzer to get to the Rishus HaRabim, that's going to affect the status of Chatzer B, depending on whether there's an Erev or not. So let's, again, back in the Mishnah, Shtei Chatzeros Zulif Nimizu, you have one inside of the other. Irva HaPnimis Velo Irva HaChitzona. If you made an Erev in Chatzer A and not Chatzer B, so then HaPnimis Muteris VaChitzona Asura. Then Chatzer A is Moter to carry with him, but Chatzer B obviously is Asur. HaChitzona Velo HaPnimis, but let's say you had an Erev in Chatzer B, in the outer Chatzer, but not in Chatzer A. So then the Mishnah says, Shtehen Asuros. Then both of them are Asur. And this is this concept of Drisus HaRego. If you look at Rashi, Dehavi HaPnimis Regel HaAsura Bimkoma. Right, we're going to see that there's a concept called if someone is usher to carry within their own chatzer, that's called regel ha'asura. Their walking is usher. Really, they're carrying, but they call it a regel ha'asura. And therefore, again, continuing in Rashi, v'oseres bedrisus ragla ala chitzona. They will therefore usher with their ability to walk through, or rather their inability to walk through, they will usher in chatzer B, the outer chatzer, even though chatzer B had an Eruv. So that's going to mess them up. Okay? So back in the mission, always important to keep your hand on the place. There's a lot of similar words over here. Let's see here. Pnim is HaChitzona Asura. HaChitzona Vlo Pnimis. Right. And therefore, HaChitzona Vlo Pnimis, if you had an Eruv in the outer Chatzar, not in the inner Chatzar, then Shtein Asuras, both of them are Asur. Irva Zula Atzma Vazula Atzma. Let's say they made separate Eruvim. So then Muteris Bifnei Atzma, then they're obviously, they're Muter to each other. Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says, Oser Achitzona. No, if you have Chatzar A and Chatzar B with their own Eruvim, then Chatzar A is fine, the inner Chatzar is fine, but the outer Chatzar, Chatzar B, is Oser. Why? Shadrus Tzaregal Osrasa. Because the ability for Chatzar A to walk through will mess it up. Right, again, because they didn't join together in an Erev. They have Erev in Chatzar A and an Erev in Chatzar B, but not together. So Rabbi Akiva is going to say that that Chatzar A is fine, but Chatzar B is no good because the people in Chatzar A can walk through. The Chachamim say, no, Indris Saregal Osrasa, it is not going to Aser the people from carrying in Chatzar B. Shachach Echad Ben Achitzono Velo Erev. So if one person forgot to, in the outer Chatzar, forgot to make an Eruv, i.e., the outer Eruv is no good, so that Pnimis Muteris V'Chitzona Asura. Right? So then the inner one is fine, and the outer one is no good. Okay, that's straightforward. Mina Pnimis below Eruv, but let's say the Eruv in Chatzer A is no good. So then Shtein Asuros, both of them are Asur, because it's like a case where Chatzer A has no Eruv, and Chatzer B has an Eruv, and that's what we said, that Drusus HaRegel from the people of Chatzer A are going to mess up the Eruv in Chatzer B. Nasnu Eruvim v'makom Echad, let's say they put their Eruv in one place, and the Gemara will have to define what do you mean one place. V'shachach Echad, and one guy forgot to join the Eruv, bein min HaPnimis, bein min HaChatzona, regardless of what Chatzer is from, v'lo Eruv Shtein Asuros. And if they didn't have a chatzar in both of them, an eruv in both of them, so then velo irev shtei nasuros, meaning that both eruvim, both chatzaros are also to carry it. Ve'im hayu shel yechidim, but if there was only one person in each chatzar, so then ein ansuich an eruv la'arev. Right, that's what we said before. You don't need an eruv if the chatzar only has one occupant. Okay, so let's see the Gemara. So let's dive into this mission here. Ki asur Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yanai. When Rav Dimi said came. We're from Eretz Yisrael, so he said in the name of Rabbi Anai, Zu Divri Rabbi Kiva, this is Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Amar Afilu Regala Muteres, Bamako Bim Akoma, Oseres shalobim koma. If a right, this whole concept that chutzer A, walking through chutzer B, is going to mess it up, that's Rabbi Kiva's shita, that even if someone is allowed to carry in chutzer A, right, they're regular muteres, they're allowed to carry in their own chutzer, they're going to mess up asura shalobim koma. They're going to mess up the eruv in chutzer B because they can walk through. Right, that's the case we had in the Mishnah, or one of the cases. But the shita of the chachamim, according to Rabbi Yanai, is kishem sheregel muteres eino seres. Just like a regel that is mutter doesn't aser, kach regel hasura eina oseres. So too, a chatzar where it's aser to carry is not going to aser on another chatzar, which is against what we've been saying. Right? We have been saying that the whole time, if a regel hasura, meaning if the in the inner chatzar, in chatzar A, they're not allowed to carry, that's going to mess up the eruv in chatzar B. Here we're saying, Rabbi Yanai is saying that the chachamim shita is that even if Chatzer A has no Eruv, and it's Regel HaAsura, the people are not allowed to carry in that Chatzer, so that's not going to mess up. Their Drisus HaRegel is not going to mess up the Eruv in Chatzer B. So the Gemara is going to be very surprised by this, and it's going to quote our Mishnah and be like, didn't we just say that that's not true? So let's dive into these questions. So it's not, what about our Mishnah? Eruv HaChitzonov Lo Pnimis, let's say the outer Chatzer has an Eruv, and the inner one doesn't. Right, both of them are usher, right? That's what we've been saying the whole time. The Gemara says, money. If the Chachamim hold that it's not going to mess it up, so who is this Shita? Elim Rabbi Akiva, if you're telling me it's Rabbi Akiva's Shita, so my area regular Asura. Why do you need to tell me a case where it's usher to carry in Chatzar A, and it's mutter to carry in Chatzar B? I feel the regular Muteris Nami. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if it's mutter to carry in Chatzar A, it's still going to mess up the area for Chatzar B. So it must be the Rabbanan Shita. And here we're saying that if the Eruv is no good in Chatzar A, they're not allowed to carry in Chatzar A, right? It's Regel HaSura, that's going to mess up Chatzar B, even if they have an Eruv. You're telling me, Rabbi Yanai, that the Chachamim hold that doesn't mess up Chatzar B. So Gemara says, so whose Shita is this in the Mishnah? La'olam, really, it's Rabbi Akiva. Really, it's Rabbi Akiva. What was the problem with saying it's Rabbi Akiva's Shita? Then why are you teaching me Regel HaSura, even Regel HaMuteres will mess it up? So the Gemara says, yeah, okay, lozu avzu katani. Then the Mishnah is saying that not only will regal ha-sura mess it up, but also regal ha-muteres will mess it up. It's lozu avzu, not even this. Meaning, usually we will say the biggest chiddush. So that's why we asked, why doesn't Rabbi Akiva just teach us the biggest chiddush that regal ha-muteres will aser? So that sometimes you don't need to make that implication. The Mishnah is saying this and this, that both of them are aser. Okay, fine. Tonight I'll ask you another question, Rabbi Yanai. Is that really the Chachamim Shita? Irva Zula Atzma Vzula Atzma, another case in our Mishnah. Let's say both of them made their own Eruvim. Zumuteres Bifnei Atzma, Vzumuteres Bifnei Atzma. They're mutter within their own Chatzeros. Right? They didn't join together, so A can't go into B, but each one is allowed to carry into their own Chatzer. So Gemara says, Taima di Irva. The only reason it's mutter for them to carry within their own Eruvim is that there was an Eruv. Hello, Irva, but if there was no Eruv, then both of them would be Aser. V'ahaitana de Amar regal ha-muteres eino oseres, regal ha-sura oseres. And if you'll tell me, right, it's this Tana who says that regal ha-muteres, that if it's mutter to carry in the chatzer, that's not going to mess up another chatzer, but regal ha-sura, but if it's Aser to carry in chatzer A, then oseres, then it will Aser chatzer B, so they'll give money. So who is this? Ha'ilema Rabbi Akiva, if you'll tell me it's Rabbi Akiva, so afilu regal muteres nami. So even if it's mutter to carry chatzar A, it's also going to mess up chatzar B. Elav Rabbananu. It must be that the Rabbanan. It must be that this is the Rabbanan Shita, that it's mutter, that it is going to mess up. If it's regal asura, it's going to mess up the chatzar B. The Od, and another question, made the Sefer Rabbi Akiva, Reishon Lav Rabbi Akiva. Right? And another proof is that this has to be the Rabbanan Shita. Because if the safe is Rabbi Akiva, right? If we said Rabbi Akiva Omer, right? Rabbi Akiva Oser, so then the first part of the Mishnah, the Rishas, can't be like Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, actually, Kula Rabbi Akiva, Vichisuri Mechsura. No, really, all the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, and it's missing words. This is what I meant to say. Irva Zula Atzma, Vazula Atzma. if you made each Eruv has its own, each Chatzar has its own Eruv, so Zumutaris Mifnei Atzma, Zumutaris Mifnei Atzma. Both of them are mutter to carry within each Chatzar, right? It's mutter to carry for the people in Chatzar A to carry Chatzar A, people in Chatzar B to carry Chatzar B. But Medvarim Amurim, when is that true? That's She'asar Daka. That's when you made a thin, and Gemara leaves out the important word, but Daka is a thin doorway or entrance. That the people in Chatzar A effectively have closed themselves off from Chatzar B. They're almost being mevatel their drisas haregel abilities. Avaloa sadaka, but if they didn't make this little window or door or whatever it is, then chitzon asura, then the outer one is going to be asur, because divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's shita, that even regular muteres is going to mess up another chatzar through their drisas haregel. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Akiva osar sechitzonu b'pnei drisas haregel oseres. Rabbi Akiva is going to mess up it's going to osar the outer one because that the ability for the people on Chatzar A to walk through Chatzar B is going to mess up. Excuse me. It's going to mess up the Eruv in Chatzar B. The Chachamim omrim, and the Chachamim say no. In drisas haregel oseres. If drisas haregel from one mutter chatzar to another is not going to mess up the Eruv from chatzar B. Okay, so still we have Rabbi Yana Shita that the Chachamim hold that drisas haregel from someone chatzar that is aser is not going to mess up another chatzar if they made an Eruv. So Gemara finally, we asked a couple of questions on this, and we're finally going to reject it and then adjust our understanding of the Chachamim Shita and say really, we'll get there, but we'll say really there are three Shitos here in the Mishnah. So finally, Masiv Rav Bibi Bar Abaye. So finally we get to the last part of the Mishnah that will finally explain what's going on. Im Hayu Yechidim, if each Chatzar had one house in each of it, say an Ein Tzrich in the Arev. You don't need an Erev. Hashal Rabim, but if there were multiple people, then Tzrich in the Arev. Then you do need an Erev. So Gemara says, Alma, apparently what do you see? Regula muteres bim koma. If person is allowed to walk within his own chatzar, ein oseres. That's not going to aser. Regula asura oseres. But someone who is aser to walk through their own chatzar is going to mess up the other chatzar. Ve'od, and also, Masa Ravina. Ravina asked even another question. Let's say, shachach echa min chitzono velo irev. Again, our Mishnah. If one person from the outer chatzar did not make an eruv, apnimis muteres v'chitzon asura, the inner one is muter and the outer one is asur. But shachach min echa min apnimis velo irev. If someone from the inner chatzar did not make an eruv, then shtein asuros. Then both of them are asur. I taima de shachach. The reason why the other one is asur is because some guy forgot. Hallo shachach. But if he had not forgotten and both of them had their own eruvim, so then shtein mutaros. Right, that both of them would be mutter. Alma, apparently, what do you see? Regula muteres, eino seres, that someone is allowed to carry in his own chatzar is not going to mess up another chatzar. Regula asura oseres, and someone who is also to carry in his own chatzar, though, that will mess up the other chatzar. So how could you tell me that's the Rabbanan Shita is that if regula oseres is not going to mess up another chatzar? So the Gemara says, Ela kiasa Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yana, I rather know. This is what Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Yanai. Really, it wasn't Rav Dimi, right? Originally we said with Rav Dimi, so when Ravin came and he said, no, this you had that whole Mahalach, all those problems, this is what Rabbi Yanai said. Gimel Machlokos Badavar. There are really three arguments, but three Shitas here. Tanakama Savar, the first Tanakama holds Regula Muteres, in Osra Oseres, Regula Sura Oseres. Tanakama holds that if it's Mutar to walk in your own Chatzar, so then that's not going to mess up the other chatzar, the chatzar B. But if it's usher to walk in chatzar A, so then it is going to be usher to walk in chatzar B. Okay, that's what the standard shita like we've been understanding. Rabbi Akiva Savar afilu regula muteres oseres. Really, Rabbi Akiva holds, like we've been saying the entire time, that even if it's mutter to walk in chatzar A, so that will mess up the eruv for chatzar B, even if both of them made an eruv. For Rabbanan Basrai, and now you have a second Rabbanan, not a second Tanakama, obviously that doesn't work, but a second Rabbanan shita, and a different shita, that says, Kishem she regula muteres in oseres, kach regula sura eina oseres. Just like you have, if it's mutter to carry in chatzar A, it's not going to mess up chatzar B. So too, if it's usher to carry in chatzar A, that's also not going to have any impact on chatzar B if they had an eruv. Okay. So now the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes another part of the Mishnah. Nasnu eruvim b'makom echad v'shachach. Right? Okay. You put it in one place, then it had all back and forth depending on who forgot to join with the eruv, etc., etc. So the Gemara says, "My makom echad." What do you mean? You put the eruv in one place. Right? So again, the immediate halacha that we talked about is that someone forgot. Right, and someone forgot to join the Erev, and you made one Erev together, so then it's no good. Right, everything is no good. So, my makom echad, what is this one place where you put the Erev that's going to mess it up if someone didn't join? So, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Chitzona, it means outside, meaning the outer chutzner. Right, not a single place, but a special place. A miyuchad, not echad, but miyuchad. Like echad yachad miyuchad, like we say, like Hashem Baruch Hu. Right? Echad has a couple meanings. So something specific, some special place, meaning the outer chatzer. Well, my call of makom echad. I jumped the gun a little bit again. Why is it called it one place? Because makom miyuchad l'shteyim. Because that's a place that is good for both of them. Right? If you put it in the inner chatzer, so that has nothing to do with the outer chatzer. But if you put it in the outer chatzer, so again, since the people in chatzer A can walk through chatzer B, so that's. Then that's a place where it's good for both of them. Okay, so that's where you put the chatzar. And therefore, if someone forgot, right, okay, then that will mess it up. So, Tagna Mihachi, on Amun Beis, the Gemara says, we also taught the following. Nasnu Eruvan Bechitzona Veshachach Echad. If you put the Eruv in the outer chatzar, and somebody forgot to join the Eruv, Bein Min Chitzona Bein Apnivinus, whether he belongs to either chatzar, Velo Erev Shteyan, and he didn't. Right? If someone forgot and messed up the Erev, both of them are also to carry. Right? Again, that's exactly what we just learned. That if you put it in a makom miyuchad, i.e. in the outer chatzer, and one guy, regardless of what chatzer he's from, if he didn't join the Erev, so that's going to mess it up. Just to quote the rest of the Braisa, Nasnu Eruvan Apnimis V'shachach Echad, let's say they put the Erev in the inner one, in the inner chatzer, in chatzer A, and then somebody forgot to join the Erev. So, Min Apnimis, if he's from the inner chatzer, Velo Erev, and he didn't make an Erev, so then Shteyan Asuros, then both of them are messed up. Again, that's the whole concept of if a person, Regal Oseris, Drusus Haregal, right, it's going to mess up the chatzer B. Min Achitzona, but if the Erev is in the inner chatzer, and the guy who didn't join the outer chutz, the guy who didn't join the Erev is from the outer chutzer, velo Erev, then shteyan asuros to Rebbe Kiva, but the Chachamim omrim, bazu pnimis muteres v'chitzona asura. Rebbe Kiva is going to say that both of them are messed up, but the Chachamim are going to say no, the inner chutzer is muter, and the outer chutzer is asur, because again, the guy from the outer chutzer is the one who didn't join the Erev. Amar de Rabba Barachanan la'abaye, ma'ishna l'rabbanan damri pnimis muteres. What's the reason why the Chachamim say that the inner chatzar is motor? Mishum da'achta dasha. It's because they can kind of like close themselves off. Right? Meaning they can kind of like close themselves off from chatzar B and use their own chatzar. So the Rabbi Kiva nami tiachta dasha utashamish. Right? Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva say that? Right? Why can't they just close themselves off? Amalei eruv margila. Because the eruv kind of attests to the fact that the Chatzar B wants to also walk into Chatzar A, right? Between the two of them kind of connotes that Chatzar B will have some sort of Drish Saregel into Chatzar A. So according to Rabbi Kiva, you can't just close it off because you had an Eruv. So people are going to walk in there, so that's going to mess it up. So the Rabbanan Nami Eruv Margila, so why don't the Rabbanan say this? So the Amrel, it's Kune Shituf Taich, Shituf Tech, or sheet of techa, velo lavasi, meaning because the inner chatzar said, why did I make an eruv with you? Not to mess me up. I could have made my own eruv. Right? You're going to mess me up, so we're going to close ourselves off, right? I have no interest in joining with you if you're going to mess up my eruv. Ah, the Rabbi Kiva nami tamed the tikune shitav tech velo lavasi. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva say this? Right? We're going back and forth here. Why does Rabbi Kiva say that? Said damra la mevatlinan lecha reshusi. Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, in a chanami, they could say that, but that's not good enough. I mean, the people in chatzer B, the outer chatzer, need to be mevatel the reshus into the inner chatzer. There needs to be some sort of bittel from the people in chatzer B into chatzer A, and then the people in chatzer A can carry within their own chatzer. For Rabbanan, why do Chachamim say this? right? Ain't bitul rishus mechatzer lechatzer, because the rabbanon hold that you can't be mevatel rishus from one chatzer to the next. Gemara says, one second, we just had that machlokas a couple of blad ago, and it was not a machlokas tanaim, it was a machlokas amoraim. Right? Lema Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan v'put the rabbanon Rabbi Kiva kama eftegi. Wait, is Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan, which we had, this, can you be mevatel from chatzer lechatzer? Right? Shmuel said no, Rabbi Yochanan said yes. So is that this machlokas? Why don't we just quote the rabbanon Rabbi Akiva? The Shmuel Amar Kerbana and Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kerbi Akiva. So the Gemara says no. Amar Lecha Shmuel. Shmuel would say, Ana da Amri Afilu Rabbi Akiva. I could even hold like Rabbi Akiva in this case. Then you need to do bittel from chatzer to chatzer. Why? Because I can't look Amar Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, or Rabbi Akiva would hold like me. That really you can't do. The meaning that here we see you can do bittel, but Rav Shmuel says you can't in other cases. So why does Rabbi Kiva say you can't do bittel? Right? Ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Kiva hacha ela shtechater zulif nimizu to asher na adadi. But when can you do bittel according to Rabbi Kiva? That's when you have chatzer A into chatzer B that will mess each other up. Right, because they have a shidduch and there's a way to walk through, etc. Avahasam, but in the case of other cases, right, the case we had before, the situation where we've been mevatel from chatzer to chatzer, right, they're totally not related to each other. Right, we had brought it up in the case of a bris and a water spill, etc. And that's how we kind of started it or whatever. But over there, avahasam, but mika asr nadadi, right, those two chatzeres have nothing to do with each other. So, in terms of other cases also, Bittul Rishus had as the chaseros are not combined whatsoever. So, yeah, here Rabbi Akiva would say you could be mevatel from Rishus to Rishus, but in general, he could hold like me that really you can't. But only in this case you could be mevatel from Rishus to Rishus, but from chaser to chaser. But in general, you can't. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and the Rabbi Yochanan would say, again, Rabbi Yochanan says you can be mevatel from chatzer to chatzer in general. I'm a damri afilu, the Rabbanan. I could even agree with the Rabbanan, or the Rabbanan could even agree with me, even though the Rabbanan say here that you can't be mevatel from chatzer to chatzer. Because ad kan lo kamri Rabbanan hacha, ela da amra la admivtalis li ka asra salai. Right? Only over here, the case is where the Chachamim say that you can't be mevatel from chatzer to chatzer, because here chatzer A can say you're messing me over by not being mevatel by rishus. The only reason we wouldn't allow chatzer A to carry is because chatzer B is infringing, right, on their abilities. Right, so another bill is to make an eruv. Avahasam, but in general, mika asra ala. Right, who asers one two chaseres that have nothing to do with each other. So there's nothing to do with anything. So maybe over here the rabbanan will say we're not going to be mevatel from chaser to chaser. But over there, in other cases in general, you could say you're going to do bittel from chaser to chaser like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Fine. Meaning over here there's a real need for the bittul mechatzer lechatzer, right? Because the chatzer A is messed up by chatzer B. Right? But in general, in a general case, right, there's no connection between one chatzer to the next. So then maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree with the Chacham, Rabbi the Chacham would agree with Yochanan that you can be mevato from chatzer to chatzer. All right. Fine. Okay, the Mishnah is going to quote now, V'imhayu shel yechidim, right, if there was only one person in each chatzer, so there's no need for an eruv. So Amar Rav Yosef, Tani Rebbe. Rebbe said, Hayu gimel osrin. If there are three people in the two chatzeros, then it's osrin. Right, then it's going to be messed up. Amar lu Rav Bibi, lo tatitzu lei. Rav Bibi said, do not listen to Rav Yosef. Ana Amrisa Nehale, I said it to him. It's not in the name of Rebbe, it's in the name of Rav Adabar Ava Nehale. Right? Hoil Vani Kori Bahen Rabim Bechitzona. And the reason, right, we call the outer chatzer, which has many people in it, meaning it has two people in it, that's the place of Rabim. And that's gonna, and therefore it's no good. And meaning that's this is the reason why If there's one and two, right? Obviously, if there's two inside and one outside, so the two people on the, in Chatzar A who didn't make an Erev, they're going to mess up the person in Chatzar B because they're Drisa Sarega. But even if there's one guy in Chatzar A and two guys in Chatzar B, so since you the people in Chatzar B is a place of quote-unquote of Rabin, where there are a lot of people there, quote-unquote, meaning they need to make an Eruv, it is going to be usher, because you might think that it's the same, meaning that really the person in Chatzar A does not mess up the people in Chatzar B, because the person in Chatzar A doesn't need an Eruv. But you might thought that if the flip side is true, that they're really the two people are in Chatzar A and one person is in Chatzar B, so then you also wouldn't need an Eruv. So because you might get confused, so therefore we're going to make sure that the people in Chatzar B are going to make an Erev, and the person in Chatzar A also needs to make an Erev to make sure that we don't he doesn't get confused by the opposite case where it would aser carrying in both cases. I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said, "Oh, Mari Davram, Ribono Shel Olam, Rabim BeRebi Ichlifle." I got confused. You said it's Rabim, and I said it's Rebbe, and that's why I got confused. Okay, fine. Shmuel says, "No. That's not actually true. Lo Olam Mutaros." Really, it's mutter. Right? He disagrees. Right? If you have three people, he says it's usher. We're not going to make this gzera. Actually, shnayim b'pnim is ve'echad b'chitzona. The only case that's going to be usher is if there are two people in Chatzar A and one person in Chatzar B, because then the drisa saregel from the two people in Chatzar A who did not make an eruv is going to mess up the carrying in Chatzar B for the one person. But if it's the opposite, we're not going to be gozer that they make it confused between the two cases, and therefore it would be mutter if there's one person in Chatzar A and two people in Chatzar B. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, and a goy is like a lot of Jews, meaning you need to do something about that Chatzar. It's not like even if there's one goy, right? Normally one Jew is fine, doesn't need an Erev in his own Chatzar, and he won't mess up, according to Shmuel, another Chatzar that he goes into. But a goy is considered to be like many Jews, and you need to, right? You can't make an Erev, but you need to be socha the Rishus to make sure you can walk through. Sigmar says, Maishna Yisrael de lo Aser. Why is that? What's the difference? Demand the yada yada, because umand lo yada savar eruve eruv. Why is one Jew not a problem? Because someone who knows that it's just one Jew in there, so he knows. So, I mean, it's not going to mess up Chatzar B because there's only one Jew, doesn't need an eruv. Umand lo yada, and again, someone who passes by and doesn't know that there's only one Jew in Chatzar A in the inner Chatzar, savar eruve eruv. He's just going to think that they made an eruv. But nachri nami, so goy also. Right, I'm reading the yada yada. Right, so whoever knows it's a guy, so they'll know that you don't need to make an Erev because it's a guy. The lo yada, if someone who doesn't know, right, that you know what the deal is, savar igure ugar. Right, maybe they'll hold it. Right, there's some sort of rented out rishus where they were socha the rishus. So the Gemara says, stam nachri I isa de ugar mifa poi. So the case, for whatever reason, I guess the way it was back in the day, is that if the guy did socher rent out his rishus, then people would know about it. People would talk about it, and people would know. So, therefore, meaning, if you thought that, what's the therefore? Hold on. Right, meaning people would not just, if they didn't hear about it, they would assume that the guy did not rent out his rishus. So then people would think that Drisus Haregel does not aser, because if they didn't hear about the guy renting out his rishus, so then they would assume he didn't rent it out, and he doesn't live in the chatzar with the Jews, and the Jews made an Erev in Chatzar B. Okay, apparently the guy's Drisus Haregel doesn't mess it up, and that's what we're trying to avoid. The people would think that Drisus Haregel does not mess up an Erev, when in fact it actually does. Okay, Shkla Kol Rabosa, I have a tremendous Shabbos, Parshas Noach. I have a great Shabbos. I mean, Hashem will go weiter. We have a big schus. We finish not the Masechta, but the Perek tomorrow. About a month until we finish the Masechta. But okay, have a wonderful day and night, depending on where you're listening to this, and a Heilige Shabbos.